the eighth day of the blessed month of Baba, the martyrdom of Saint Matra. On this day, Saint Matra the Elder was martyred. He was a pious Christian from the city of Alexandria. When the infidel emperor Decius reigned, he ordered the persecution of the Christians in every place of the empire. When his edict reached the city of Alexandria, the soldiers seized this saint and brought him before the governor, and he confessed his belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. The governor commanded him to worship the idols and promised him with splendid promises, which Matra refused. The governor then threatened and intimidated Matra with severe punishment. Still, Saint Matra did not change his conviction, but instead he shouted, saying, "I worship and kneel only to the Lord Christ, the creator of heaven and earth. How can I forsake him and worship idols made of stones and wood that does not hear or see?" The governor became enraged and ordered that Matra be beaten. He was severely beaten and then hung up by his arms. Later on, he was imprisoned for several days in a repugnantly smelling dark prison. Afterwards, he was taken out of prison, beaten again, and was wounded. Finally, when the governor saw his steadfast faith in the Lord Christ, to him is the glory, he ordered to behead Saint Matra outside the city, and so Saint Matra received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the martyrdom of Saint Abahor and his wife, Saint Tosia, also called Susanna, and their children. May the blessing of their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the departure of Saint Abba Agathon, the hermit. He became a disciple of Abba Piman in the wilderness of Cetus during the 4th century. When his teacher departed, Agathon followed the instructions of Saint Arsenius. He left the wilderness after the first raid of the Berbers on Cetus in the year 410 AD and lived on Mount Tora. Agathon strived to fulfill the divine commandments. He was simple in his clothing and he led a pious ascetic life. He only owned an iron knife to split the palm leaves, fronds, and braid into baskets. It was said about him that he was full of sweetness, gentleness, and enthusiasm, and he was able with his wisdom and renouncing the world to gather around him many monks. He loved the virtue of giving and serving the sojourners. One time, he found a sick man lying on the side of the road, and so he carried him to a hostel and cared for and provided for his care for 4 months. After the man was healed, Saint Agathon went to the desert, saying to himself, "I wish that I could find a leprous man to give him my body, and he would give me his body." He used to say, "I never went to sleep, and I was angry at someone." He also has a famous saying that if a man of wrath is to raise the dead, he would not be accepted by God. The Paradise of the Fathers record for him many useful sayings. When his departure drew near, he spent 3 days in a deep contemplation, and he said to those who were around him, "I am occupied at this hour by meeting Christ." And then he departed in peace. His face was shining and smiling as he was meeting his beloved friend that he had longed for. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.